The Isle of Man celebrates Victory in Europe Day 1945. Brought to you by Manx National Heritage and Labyrinth History in Action Players. Programme 3, Giving Thanks and Soldiers' Stories.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. The German war is therefore at an end. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Today is Victory in Europe Day.
Deemster Cowley, Chairman of the War Committee of Tynwald.
I gladly accede to your request to send a message to Manx men and women everywhere on this occasion of universal thanksgiving and relief on VE Day. To our gallant sailors, soldiers and airmen, and to the members of the Merchant Navy, our hearts go out in gratitude at this hour. And words cannot express what we feel as we think of their hardships and privations, especially those of our returning prisoners of war, and the debt which we owe to those who have given their lives that others may live. Our feelings of gratitude and our sense of relief will be tempered by the thought of those whose anxieties for loved ones in far distant lands still facing the perils of war must remain uppermost in their minds.
The post has been. Darling, the post. There's a letter. I think it's from Robert. Will you open it for me? My hands are shaking. Open it, quickly. Why are you crying? Would you like me to read it? Dear Mum and Dad, it's a great relief now that the end has come. We've been looking forward to this for so long, and yet it seems to have come suddenly. You only have to look at the Jerrys on their way to the prisoner cages, and you can see that the war is really finished here. They are completely beaten, all arrogance gone. You might be wondering how us desert rats are going to celebrate. Well, our biggest treat will be a double issue of rum, and that will do, for there is still work for us. We must stick to the job until demob day comes. It's hard to celebrate so far from loved ones and home. But soon, I feel certain, we will forget the bad times. And I should be thinking of you all on Sunday, at Thanksgiving. Comradeship has carried us to victory. Your loving son, Robert.
The Ramsey Courier, Friday the 11th of May, 1945. The hour of triumph, the island share. And in the triumph, our little island has its share. When the part taken by the Isle of Man in the war is fully revealed, we believe it will be worthy of this loyal and patriotic corner of the Empire. It has had the proud honour of raising its own Manx regiment, which right up to the closing stages of hostilities has continued to bring credit and distinction on the island. And in addition, thousands of young men and women from Manx homes have taken their place in the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, and the Auxiliary Services.
Thousands of young men and women from Manx homes return, 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 return.
Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, 11th of May, 1945. One of the first passengers off the steamer at Douglas on VE Day Eve was a young soldier home on leave from Burma, Private Morris Tate of the Coroney, Mackle. He has been in the Far East about 2 years, and after his leave, will return to duty in Burma.
Mona's Herald, Tuesday, the 15th of May, 1945. Flags and glad hearts. Celebrations continue as each passenger steamer arriving at Douglas Pier brings home more Manx men from German prison camps. Yesterday came the largest single group of 129th Battery men captured in the Battle of Crete.
Mona's Herald, Tuesday, 15th of May, 1945. Leading seaman Douglas Corlett of Nairoka, Victoria Road, Ramsey, and Flying Officer J.E. Clegg of Bayview Road, Port Erin, arrived home on VE Day. Leading seaman Corlett has been a prisoner of war for 4.5 years and has had a tough time.
Isle of Man Times, Saturday, 26th of May, 1945. Signalman Bernard Aspel, son of Mr. and Mrs. W. Aspel, 7 Hawarden Avenue, Douglas, is home after service lasting 5 years. He has served in Abyssinia, the Sudan and Eritrea, in Palestine and Egypt, in Cyprus and in Italy. He missed the visit to the island of Mr. Winston Churchill, as he was on a mountain outpost when the Prime Minister arrived. The date of his landing in Britain was VE Day.
You, that have faith to look with fearless eyes beyond the tragedy of a world at strife, and trust that out of night shall rise the dawn of ampler life. Rejoice, whatever anguish rend your heart, that God has given you for a priceless hour to live in these great times and have your part in freedom's crowning hour, that you may tell your sons who see the light high in the heaven their heritage to take. I saw the powers of darkness put to flight. I saw the morning break. Victory.
Victory!
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 Victory. But I know.